This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and we're taking a listen to voices around the country who are responding to Rick Wagoner, who is out as the head of General Motors. It's just one detail in a whole set of details that we're going to learn about probably a little over an hour from now as the Barack Obama administration outlines its plans for General Motors and Chrysler. And here's one of the voices of our listeners who might take over from Rick Wagoner if the job was available.
Hi, this is Chris from Detroit. If I was in charge of GM, first thing I'd do is bring back all the jobs that GM outsourced to Mexico and other countries. I'd also hand over 3 slots on the boards of GM and Chrysler permanently to UAW members. And finally, I'd stop designing cars that look like ugly teardrops.
Our listeners have thought this through, like Bill from Sterling Heights, Michigan.
I'd have to find a way to get people to actually see reality. We do build cars that people want. Over 40% of car purchasers buy American cars. But do most people see that? No. They come in with preconceived notions. So if I were the new chairperson of GM, I'd have to find a way to get people to listen to me.
Interesting challenges. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. In the next few minutes, so we want to get a reaction from a good friend of ours, Will Markham, a UAW auto worker who's been reacting to all of this, looking at the headlines, seeing the front page of the web version of the Detroit Free Press this morning, talking about Rick Wagoner's departure. Will, what do you make of Wagoner's departure and what we're likely to see from the Obama administration in the next hour and 15 minutes or so?
Well, first of all, I want to say hi, John. Good talking to you again.
Great talking to you.
Well, there's a lot of mixed emotion here, you know. I mean, there's those who feel it's unfair that Rick's being picked on versus some of the other stuff we've seen in the news. You know, quite frankly, everybody's upset about their taxpayer money being used in ways that we're not sure we're going to get a return from. I guess if this is a long line of Rick's the first of CEOs, and you see stuff start happening at AIG and things of that nature, and they're all going to have to step up and pay the piper, then so be it, you know. I'm a believer that it's really the management of this country that's put us where we're at, not necessarily the workforce.
Well, Will, depending on how this works politically, with Rick Wagoner out, it seems like the last man standing here is the UAW, as at least some in Washington believe is the culprit and the institution that's going to have to deliver more concessions for GM to keep going. Does Rick Wagoner's departure mean there's less cover for the UAW?
I'm not really sure. You know, the politics of this country, we have our politicians in Washington, D.C., just the same as the corporations do. So, you know, that's, I don't think Rick is a central point to that argument. I just, you know, I personally think it's a little unfair. I think at the end of the day, when we look at his whole career, there has been a lot of great products. Quality is a lot better, just like the one listener said. If people would go out and check American-made products, I think they'll be just shocked with the type of products, the gas mileage, and what's really out there. I mean, we get a lot of bad media, just the same way that, you know, I'm supposedly making $73 an hour, which, you know, that's a farce.
Well, Will, thanks so much for being a part of the program. We'll check with you later in the week, as again, Will Markham, UAW auto worker from Pontiac, Michigan, one of the people reacting to the departure of Rick Wagoner at General Motors.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.